Violence in the Holy Land, stirring the streets of Los Angeles. It's the Friday Mixer. The past 3 weeks, the long-running Israeli-Palestinian conflict has seen yet another uptick in violence. At least 40 Palestinians and 9 Israelis have been killed in the Israeli-occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem, and protests and deadly clashes have once again become the daily norm. Here in Los Angeles, any flare-up in the conflict reverberates through the large diasporic communities that live here. And to talk more about the two communities that are internalizing the news, Rob Eshman is the publisher and editor-in-chief of the Jewish Journal. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for joining us. Amani Barakat is the chair of Alada, which is the Palestine Right to Return Coalition. She's here in L.A. as well. Welcome to you both.
Thank you very much for having us.
L.A.'s Jewish community, Rob, is known for being divided on a number of issues. I know the Iran nuclear deal is weighing heavily among a lot of folks. How are your readers responding to the violence?
There was deep division over Iran, as you know. There's a lot more unity. There's a lot of empathy towards what all the people in the region and the area are feeling, are going through. And there's a lot of sympathy for what the Israelis are going through. You know, there's a lot of... In our community in Los Angeles, there's a lot of Israelis. There's a lot of people with ties to Israel, either family ties and obviously emotional, religious, and cultural ties. So there's a lot of empathy, and people want to see an end to the violence, an end to the pain on all the sides.
Amani Barakat with Alada, how is the Palestinian diaspora living here in Los Angeles responding to what's going on?
They're very upset and very outraged at the situation back home. Of course, we stand in solidarity and support of our people, and we call for an end for all the violence. And we cannot talk about this without highlighting the root cause of this unrest, which is the 68-year-old occupation that the Palestinians have been dealing with. So until we deal with the occupation, I don't see the situation getting any better.
What happened to spark this latest back and forth? Is it about Jerusalem? Is it about the occupation itself?
I think it's definitely the occupation. This is an ongoing thing. The pressure has been building up, you know. Of course, the recent instigation by the State of Israel when it came to the Al-Aqsa Mosque, and I mean, it's just complete chaos. You know, I think the people had enough, and I think the fact that we're seeing these young people are coming up and protesting this injustice is a very much sign that they've had enough.
I have to say, from the perspective of most people I know in L.A., it's not really about root causes, and it's not really about blaming one side or another. It's about where do you move forward. And there seems to be a lack of leadership on both sides.
I know, Amani, there's a march, right, coming up to the Israeli consulate on Wilshire Boulevard next month?
That's correct, on the 1st of November.
Would you be having this march even if what was going on now wasn't happening?
I think it's just the recent escalation has definitely driven the people to want to express their feelings and their anger. And we want to stand in solidarity with the Palestinian people. And basically, we want to call for the end of all violence. We want to ask our government here to stop the aid to Israel and to end funding this violence and oppression.
We're also
calling on the news media to fairly cover this conflict, because here you have so many children are being targeted, and we have yet to see media coverage of that. And so we're just also protesting the unfair coverage of this conflict.
Well, it's what we're trying to do here today and talk about.
Obviously, we very much appreciate
that. No, certainly. And it's something that we're not going to solve on this program in 8 minutes of time. But what I do want to get to the heart of is what it is in Los Angeles that each of your communities is trying to do, not only to help the situation, but to move it forward, to get some kind of dialogue going. And Rob, I mean, you know, you're a journalist. You write about, obviously, Israeli issues in your newspaper as well. What's happening on the streets?
Well, there's some different displays of solidarity, and I think that that's not in short supply now. Last Sabbath, there was something called the Sabbath of Solidarity, where synagogues throughout the region, rabbis spoke about it from the pulpit, and they read prayers about having peace in the Middle East. You know, I think that there's a lot of solidarity on both sides. What there needs to be is kind of solidarity around the idea of a mutual solution.
And
remember, in 1988, I just wanted to say when Amar was talking, in 1988, there was also knife attacks that were distressing people all over Israel, and people were drawing knives and killing people on the streets of Jerusalem. And what happened then was Palestinian leaders joined together with Israeli activists and created a human chain around Jerusalem to show solidarity. That is what those are the kinds of things that we're not seeing now that we need to see.
And to be sure, here we are again in Los Angeles, California. We're very far away from what's going on over there and what's on the ground. So it's hard for us to really understand, to get an idea of what's happening.
Right. I mean, there. Even though we're far away, there's more impact than you would think. Last night, I was at a dinner where they raised $7 million for something called Magen David Adom, which is the blood supply, which gives the blood supply to Israel. So Jerry Seinfeld was at the dinner. He, you know, they had 1,000 people. Like I said, they raised $7 million. So there's influence, there's money, and there's, you know, it depends how we want to use that influence, but it's certainly, we're not powerless over here.
Amani, do you have power with the Palestinian community here in Los Angeles?
Definitely the Palestinian community is working very hard and trying to educate the masses here about the real cause of this unrest, which is the occupation. I think when we're talking about occupation, everything changes. I can tell you something that I very much understand, and I'm sure we all do, that when injustice becomes the law, resistance becomes a duty. You know, none of us is happy to see a loss of life on any side, you know, but people are resisting. They're trying, like our guest said there, you know, they're basically feel hopeless, and they're trying to bring the attention to the injustices that they live in day in and day out. So I think it's really important that we very much understand that we are dealing with occupation. It's not anything else that's causing all this trouble. It's not religious conflict. In my view, it's not religious. Palestinians, I'm from Jerusalem, you know, and my mom is from Jerusalem. And, you know, our neighbors on both sides are Jews and Christians, and they live together for many years. Our issue is Zionism, is not religious, you know. So I think if the people understand that we are dealing with occupation, they could very much sympathize with what the people is going there, and probably the solution can be geared toward trying to fix the real problem, which is occupation, not anything else.
I want to thank you both for joining us, Amani Barakat, chair of the Palestine Right to Return Coalition. Amani, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you for having us.
Rob Eshman with the Jewish Journal, editor-in-chief over there, publisher. Rob, thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve.